Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 74, Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra, or non-sleep deep rest, NSDR, is the kind of rest when the body is in a relaxed state, but the mind is still awake. It usually involves following guided meditation that helps to slow down the brainwave frequency, similar to what happens during sleep, only that in this case, person is awake. NSDR follows two steps: a self-induced state of rest followed by a period of directed intense focus. This is a powerful way to relax quickly and deeply. It can be done anytime as long as we are in a position to achieve deep relaxation. It's important to practice NSDR in a quiet place where we won't be disturbed. The term NSDR was coined by a renowned Stanford neuroscientist and researcher Dr. Andrew Huberman. According to Dr. Huberman, certain experiences can put the body in a restorative state, similar to sleep. Slow wave sleep or deep sleep is one of the four stages of sleep. It's the third phase of non-rapid eye movement sleep, non-REM sleep. It displays delta waves on an EEG, which is a device used to measure brain waves. And it is important because it's the stage in which our body rejuvenates and heals itself. Research shows that a greater percentage of growth hormone is released during this stage. Growth hormone promotes tissue growth and repair, and also plays a role in enhancing mental capacity. Slow wave sleep also activates the parasympathetic nervous system and reduces the fight or flight sympathetic response. Parasympathetic activation decreases the respiratory and heart rate back to the baseline. This improves markers of good cardiovascular health, such as heart rate variability, which in effect strengthens cardiovascular health. NSDR can elicit changes similar to those of slow wave sleep. If we measure the brain activity during NSDR, there's a shift in brain waves from the active beta frequency to the alpha frequency, then to the deep meditative state characterized by theta frequency. It doesn't stop there, and if NSDR is properly done, we might get to the delta frequency, which typically only occurs during slow wave sleep. Since the effect of NSDR on the cerebral cortex mirrors that of slow wave sleep, we can enjoy the restorative benefits of deep sleep without falling asleep. NSDR is especially important given that even with enough sleep, most people don't get to experience slow wave sleep daily. Apart from mimicking the effect of slow wave sleep, NSDR may also improve the general quality of sleep. And for this reason, we can consider NSDR a part of a good sleep hygiene. NSDR benefits include helps with memory retention, enhancing rates of neuroplasticity, which can promote learning, relieving stress, improving cognitive function, improving sleep quality, enhancing focus and mental clarity, and potentially helping with pain management. Yoga Nidra is translated as a yogic sleep and has a long history dating back to ancient times, and modern science is now exploring it as a treatment option for several diseases. The practice of Yoga Nidra has been shown to be effective in managing sleep problems such as chronic insomnia. So this is a general information about the Yoga Nidra, non-sleep deep rest. I hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next one.